happened with baseball, Wally?
Well, we didn't have a regular practice today. Coach gave us a lecture on how to lose with a smile. How you doing, Mr. Willett?
Fine. He taught us how to spit on the ring today.
Leave it to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Say, I got home after you fellas had gone to bed last night. How'd you make out with the baseball tryouts?
Oh, great, Dad. The coach says right now I'm practically first-string pitcher.
Well, that's swell, Wally. Hey, did you hear that, June? First-string pitcher. How about you, Beaver? Did you go out for the C team?
Oh, sure, Dad. The coach threw each guy two flies. I caught the first one. The second one hit me on the head.
On the head? I knew something like this would happen.
It hit me real hard, but I didn't cry, though.
What did the coach say?
He said I wasn't good enough for the team. If I didn't know that, I wouldn't have bothered not to cry.
Well, Beaver.
Hey, Dad, it's going to be real neat. We get to wear uniforms and get to ride on buses to games and everything.
Well, Wally, I'm really proud of you. Hey, I'll tell you what. After I get home from work tonight, if you want to, we'll go over to the vacant lot and play some catch.
Gee, that'd be great, Dad.
Me too?
Well, we'll be using a hardball, Beaver. I expect you better just hit the homework.
Oh, Beaver, I wouldn't be upset about not making the team. There are lots of other things you can do at school.
Sure there are. But anyway, you're going to be a ball player one of these days.
That's right. And in the meantime, well, there must be something else you like to do. Something that especially appeals to you.
Well, I like to wade in big puddles. But I don't think they have a team for that.
Hi. Have a good day at the office?
Miserable.
That's nice. Oh, here. There's something over here from the boys' school on the desk for you to sign.
Well, if it's their report cards, I'd better wait till I'm in a better humor.
It's permission for the Beaver to take music lessons.
Music?
Uh-huh.
He's never been interested in music before.
Well, I guess he was so disappointed about not making the baseball team, he wanted to go out for something. At least there's nothing in the band to hit him on the head.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure of that.
You really going out for the band, Beaver?
Yeah, I get to wear a uniform. And for $5, you get free lessons.
Boy, they got all kinds of instruments here. Which one are you going to play?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell by looking which one is the easiest. What's that?
Well, that's a tuba.
Tuba?
Well, you're too small for that, Beaver. And anyway, Tui's been playing the tuba since the fifth grade.
Doesn't he have to polish it all the time?
Nah. He gets his mom to do it for him.
Here's something that looks good. What's that?
Well, that's a clarinet.
I think I'll go out for that. It looks easy to carry. And it's made of wood, so I won't have to polish it. I sure hope it sounds good.
Well, supper's ready, boys. You better get washed up.
Okay, Dad.
I understand you're going to take some music lessons at school, Beaver.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go out for the clarinet. I don't know how it sounds, but I like the way it looks.
Well, that's fine. I do hope, though, that it's not going to turn out like the ice skating lessons you had last year. Remember, you quit after 1 week.
Oh, no. I don't think I'll fall down playing the clarinet.
I don't think so either. I just hope you stick with it, that's all.
Oh, sure, Dad.
Hey, B. How you doing the clarinet?
Great, Wally. They taught us how to take it apart today. How you come with baseball, Wally?
Well, we didn't have a regular practice today. Coach gave us a lecture on how to lose with a smile. How you doing, Mr. Willett?
Fine. He taught us how to spit on the ring today.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
I've been worried about you two.
Oh, we ate dinner with the team on the way home from Bellport.
Good. I take it you won.
You bet we did. The old pro here only allowed 12 runs.
That good?
Well, it is when your team's scoring 14.
And where's the Beaver? I want to tell him all about the game.
He's been waiting for you to come home. This is a big night for him. He's going to play something for us.
On the clarinet?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy, I got to hear this.
You know, he looks like he's been doing this all his life.
And after only 5 lessons.
6, Mom.
Come on, Peeve. Will you quit showing off and play something?
Now be quiet, Wally. Well, that was very nice, Beaver. Wasn't it, Ward?
Oh, yes. Yes, it certainly was. As a matter of fact, it sounded vaguely familiar.
Well, of course it did.
It's America.
Well, sure, of course it was America.
Hey, B, play it again. Sounds like there's something missing.
It's a miracle. But, Babe, tell me, why do you always stop there?
Because that's how far I memorized. Mr. Willett says as soon as I learn the last few notes, I can go on with the other guys.
Oh, well, that's fine. I'm sure glad you decided to stick with it, Babe.
You want to come upstairs and watch me take it apart?
Well, why don't you fellas go on up now? I'll be up a little later.
Okay, Dad. Wally, you didn't say nothing. How'd you like it?
Well, for a guy that just learned how to spit on the reed a couple days ago, I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, Wally. Wasn't he cute with that clarinet?
You gotta give him credit. He certainly thinks he can play it, doesn't he?
My piece 4 hours yesterday, and my mother says if I don't make it, she's gonna phone Mr. Willett.
Mr. Willett told me I got a pretty good chance.
Mr. Willett didn't tell me anything, but I think I got a pretty good chance, too.
You, Beaver? Mr. Willett's just giving you lessons because he had an extra clarinet. You're awful, isn't he, Whitey?
He's not really awful. He just sounds that way when he plays.
You just wait and see what happens this afternoon, Beaver. You just wait and see.
Thank you.
Yes, I think with a little work, that'll be fine, Judy.
Thank you, Mr. Willett. Bye, Mr. Willett.
Bye, Judy. All right, now, Herbert?
Excuse me.
Thank you, Thomas. I don't believe we're quite ready for the orchestra just yet. Perhaps with a little more practice. Hmm? Well, that's going to be very... That's fine, Whitey. You're making real progress.
Thank you, Mr. Willett. I practice a lot at home, except when my big brother hits me.
Well, you keep it up, Whitey. I think you'll be a credit to our woodwinds.
Bob, Mr. Willett.
All right. Now, Theodore, let's hear what you can do.
Right now?
Right now. We were working on America now, weren't we?
Yes, Mr. Willett.
Well, Beaver, can't you go any further?
I could, but it wouldn't be America.
I see.
I'll learn it, Mr. Willett. Really, I will. I can't be in the band, huh?
Well, you see, Theodore, you and Whitey are the youngest that came out for the orchestra. And Whitey's been taking lessons for 6 months, so naturally he's quite far ahead of you. Maybe next year.
Maybe I could just sit in the band and pretend like I was playing.
Well, now, that wouldn't be fair either to you or the other children, now, would it?
I guess not. Do I have to get back to clarinet?
Well, Theodore, I'll be working with the others every day after school. But I guess you can keep it for a while, and you can practice at home.
Thank you, Mr. Wood.
How'd you do, Beef?
Who, me?
Yeah, you had tryouts today.
Oh, great, Wally, just great.
Oh, good.
Hi, Beaver.
Hi, Mom.
Wally still at school?
Yeah. He had to practice baseball.
Oh, that's right. Your father's going to stop by and watch them play.
Yeah, I see him there.
Oh? How come you aren't at school practicing with the band?
I think they'll just go early today.
Oh. Honey, don't spoil your dinner.
Oh, no, Mom. Mom, I guess Dad's pretty glad about Wally making the baseball team, huh?
He certainly is.
And I guess he's kind of glad about me and the clarinet, too.
Oh, he certainly is, Beaver. Well, you're only in the second grade, and to be in the school band, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah. And I guess Dad would feel pretty bad if Wally wasn't no good and got thrown off the team.
Yes. Yes, he would. He'd be quite upset.
I thought so.
Beaver,
Wally hasn't gotten into any trouble on the baseball team, has he?
Oh, no, Mom. With Billy Ehart having the measles, Wally's just about the best player in the whole school.
Well, then, why all this talk?
I don't know. I guess I just like to suppose things that aren't going to happen.
Hurry up, boys. You're going to be late.
So long, Mom.
Here's your lunch.
So long, Dad.
So long, Wally. I say, hey, you going to pitch again today?
Yeah, Dad. My arm feels great.
So long, Mom. So long, Dad. See you later.
Beaver, don't forget your clarinet.
I almost forgot it.
Hey, Beaver, how you coming along with the band?
Oh, fine. My fingers feel great.
Bye.
Bye.
Ward, I know you're happy about Wally and the baseball team, but, well, I think you should make a little more fuss maybe over Beaver and his clarinet.
Well, Joan, I'm proud as can be about him being in the band. After all, he's only in the second grade. Look, I'll tell you what. Tonight, we'll ask him to play for us again. Ought to show a lot of improvement after 2 weeks, huh? Now, Wally, I wouldn't laugh at your brother. I think he's shown remarkable progress. Don't you, June?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Thank you. Could I go now?
Certainly.
I'd better go, too.
Hey, June, I didn't want to say anything to discourage him, but isn't that the same tune he played 2 weeks ago?
Yes, it is. Maybe that's Mr. Willett's system.
Yeah, maybe when he gets the whole band together, it comes out all right. You think I ought to call him up and just see how the Beeve's doing?
Oh, no, Ward, I wouldn't do that. I'd hate him to think we were like Judy's mother.
Hey, Beeve, that junk you just played, it was the same junk you played before, wasn't it?
Maybe it was.
All right, Beeve. When did they kick you out of the band?
2 weeks ago.
And you've been carrying that thing back and forth just to make it look good. What a goof. You can't get away with it pretending you're in the band. They're going to catch you, and then you're going to get in trouble.
Well, if I do get in trouble, it's all your fault.
My fault?
Yeah, if I had to have a brother, why did it have to be one that could play baseball so good?
I'll get my breakfast downtown this morning.
Now, why would Wally want to carry messy old shoelaces like that in his pocket?
Well, those are not shoelaces. I think they're very old worms.
Worms?
Hey, what's this?
Well, I found that in another pocket. Looks like some sort of a fang.
Ah, it's a horse tooth.
Well, now, why would anyone want a horse tooth?
Well, I don't know. I just know I wouldn't trust a kid who didn't want one.
Ward, look. Here's a notice from the boys' school.
Grant Avenue School Band Concert, 7 p.m. Thursday night. Well, that's tonight.
Yes. Well, I wonder why the Beaver didn't show it to us. He's so proud of being in the band.
He probably just stuck it in his pocket along with the horse tooth and forgot about it.
Well, that's funny. Here it is, the Beaver's big night, and he doesn't even mention it.
Isn't that just like a kid? Bye, dear.
Have a nice breakfast.
Hey, Beave, will you tell me something? What are you doing?
Putting on my blue suit.
What for? You can't go to the band concert. You're not in it.
But Mom and Dad think I'm in it.
So you're just going to put on your blue suit and walk out of here with Mom and Dad with a clarinet under your arm?
What else can I do?
Anyway, something good might happen on the way.
Like what?
Like I might get sick in the car.
Beaver, a guy just can't get sick when he wants to.
I guess not. Can you think of anything, Wally?
Well, you couldn't play the clarinet if you wrecked your fingers.
How could I wreck my fingers?
Well, you could slam them in the door or something.
Wally, help me tie my tie. How come you're not getting dressed? Aren't you going?
No, I don't want to be there and watch what happens when they find out what you did. Should have told them a long time ago.
But Dad was so proud of you for getting on the baseball team. I wanted him to have something to be proud of me for.
Yeah, well...
Wally, where are you going?
Well, I gotta get some stuff downstairs.
Darling, what are you so nervous about? You aren't gonna play tonight.
Well, I certainly am. I'm gonna be right in there straining for every note with him. Ba, 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 ba.
Oh, hi. Where's the Beaver?
You're not dressed.
Well, he'll be right down in a couple minutes. I think there's something you ought to know.
What?
Well, well, the Beaver's not in the band.
What do you mean he's not in the band? We're going to hear him play tonight.
Well, Mr. Willard flunked him out of the band 3 weeks ago.
Well, he's been taking his clarinet to school every morning.
I know. He's been hoping something good would happen before he found out.
Why would he deliberately try to deceive us like this?
Well, you got such a kick out of me making the baseball team and everything. He wanted you to like him for something, too.
Oh.
I'm all set to go.
Well, Beaver, something's come up, and your mother and I are not going to be able to go to the concert.
Oh?
We're awfully sorry to disappoint you.
You mean I'm going to have to go by myself?
Well, I don't think a fellow your age should go out alone at night.
Yes, Beaver. Why don't you go upstairs and take your suit off and... Maybe we can all go some other time.
Yeah, maybe we can go some other time. I don't think Mr. Will would really miss me.
Hey, wait up, Bea.
Sure, Will.
Ward, can you imagine what he's gone through for the last few weeks? Just so you'd still be proud of him?
Yep. You know something, June? We'd be a lot better parents if we didn't wait till they did something good to let them know we're proud of them. Every once in a while, just for no reason at all, we ought to tell them we love them. I just wanted to remind you boys to brush your teeth before you go to bed tonight. Your mother will be up in a few minutes to say goodnight to you.
Okay, Dad. Good night.
Good night, Wally. Good night, Bea.
Dad?
What is it, Bea?
Thanks.
Well, thanks for what, Beaver?
For pretending you still think I was in the band.
Oh. Well, don't you worry about it, Beaver. You'll make it next year.